Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Lord, we give you this time. We welcome you here. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, for giving your life. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing Jesus Christ to us. Amen. This short sub-series is about the person of the Holy Spirit and the personality of the Holy Spirit. And let's remember, He is God Almighty. Amen. He is Jesus Christ. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ and of the Father. Amen. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with Him, to fellowship with God. I could stop the message right now. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. And if someone meets Him, they will only want Him. And when they leave the earth, they will actually fellowship with Him forever in heaven. Amen. Amen. I want to repeat this again and again. I want to... That could be this whole series. And that's the series about fellowship with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ, could last forever. That one subject. Amen. I do want to take a time out and some administrative things. Thank you for your prayers. I've got a cold and a cough, and I'm getting over it. I should be over it in a few days, but I'm so excited to give these messages. Nothing's going to keep me from that. This is Wonder and Reality Ministries, and I want to give a shout out. Our primary listeners in the last month have been from the United States, Canada, the UK. A shout out to everyone who's listening. Singapore, South Africa, Russian Federation, Australia, Greece, Philippines, Egypt, Nigeria, some in Europe, Indonesia, Pakistan. All, you know, I just had this thought. Anyone who's a follower of Jesus Christ, we're like family. We are family. And that's, you know, so glorious, so wonderful to know that God Almighty has given His Son, Jesus Christ, because He loves the world. Amen. 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 It's one big love story, the gospel. Please bear with me. I know I don't sound good today. My throat is acting up, but I will try to drink water, and hopefully the content will, you can overlook the fact that I don't sound good today. I want to continue to emphasize the big picture and the main things. It's so important and wonderful and glorious for us to realize these things, to let the Holy Spirit reveal them to us, that man was born to fellowship with Him. And so that reveals, that truth, for example, reveals that He's a person. He is God. It's a relationship. I've been emphasizing that in the last few messages. It's all about that. In fact, it's 100% about that. What a glorious privilege. What a glorious gospel that it's all and only, but it's all about that. a relationship. Not only a relationship with the Almighty God, with Jesus Christ. He's, oh, glory to God. And that lasts forever. This is the greatest, and in fact, we could even say it's the only offer made to mankind. But that's not really the right way to say it. It's beyond words, because he's beyond words. He's beautiful beyond description. And all of his attributes, so glorious and wonderful, those flow from, of course, from him. But when we have that relationship and we know him, all that he is and his attributes and everything else flows from that. That's what I want to emphasize. And that's, you know, the person and the personality of the Holy Spirit, to think that we have this opportunity for our entire life and even forever to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, with the Father. Amen. When someone knows Jesus Christ, they have a full relationship with the Father God Almighty and the Holy Spirit. So it's almost like it's beyond words. And those of us who are fortunate enough to have the Bible, it all is explained so clearly. And I want to touch on some of that in this short message, but not too much, because someone who never has a Bible can have this same relationship. That's how simple this is. It's what humans were born to do, is to know him and ultimately fellowship with him. Many humans don't realize that, do they? That's surprising. That may sound surprising, but many people, unbelievers, really, they cannot even see or accept the things of God at all. So even if you tell them, now if the anointing is present, amen, people can get saved. Believers, if the anointing is present, anything is possible. The anointing is the presence and the power of God Almighty, of Jesus Christ. And that's a whole different subject, of course, so glorious. But I want to emphasize again and again this the big picture, because that's how we that's the key, the answer, so to speak. We as humans do many, many other things, don't we? We do everything, even when we're trying. You know, even as believers, we're trying to do all these things, and often, you know, we're trying. But the greatest thing is to have the relationship, to wait on the Lord, seek him with our whole heart, just flow with him throughout the whole day. You know, it's simple. It's not difficult. It's not, how glorious. Let me add this. I want to say, those of us who have heard the gospel of, here's a way to look at the love of God, and also our great and awesome God. We know, again, those who have a Bible, who've heard the gospel, we know that God gave Jesus Christ to the world, and Jesus came and died for the world. Amen. I mean, well, that reveals God's love for the world. And if he did that, well, then there's going to be many, many other examples of his love. You've heard me say the phrase, all truth is parallel. And there's so many more examples. The Holy Spirit will reveal those to us. But here are just some examples. the fact and the truth that God has given the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, to every person in the world. That's incredible. That reveals His love. He's available. Jesus Christ is knocking on the door of every person's heart. So glorious. Here's another example. The fact that it's simple. Jesus did all the work. This is something very sacred. Jesus accomplished everything by coming to the earth as a man, living like us, fulfilling His ministry and completing His work. He even spoke about that. And of course, dying for the world and being raised from the dead and ascending to heaven. Because of that, it's simple, it's easy, and it's about believing and about faith. How wonderful that is. It's like we don't have to accomplish things and, you know, do and so forth. That's just another. I just wanted to touch on that's just barely scratching the surface, I think, of an eternal revelation about God's love. That if He gave Jesus to die for the world, Jesus died for the world. He shed His blood. He died on the cross. He suffered greatly. If He did that, well, there's no end to what He will do. This truth and this revelation is beyond words. I'm trying to put it into words. You understand? But there's no limit. There's no end to what He will do. There is no, He's given the Holy Spirit. He's offered the Holy Spirit to every person, every person. He's prepared heaven. Anyone who receives Him, just receive. That's all they have to do is receive Him. Jesus Christ, boom. And they're in heaven. Continue on with Him their whole life. They're in heaven for eternity. Glory to God. I want to just also continue to talk about the person and the personality of the Holy Spirit this week. And so wonderful. Remember, vast, this subject, this series could last forever. The person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mean, just forever. I mean, today I wanted to speak a little bit about the Spirit of Truth. I've been speaking about how he's the helper and the comforter. Jesus specifically spoke about and taught about and revealed the Holy Spirit as the helper, the comforter, four times. And He revealed Him as the Spirit of Truth three times. Let me just read John 16:13. This is the third time that He spoke about the Spirit of Truth. Jesus said, "However, when He, the Spirit of Truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come." Amen. The Holy Spirit guides. The Holy Spirit speaks. And let's remember, the Holy Spirit is Jesus Christ. I mean, that's how simple it is. And how glorious. He guides, He speaks. This reveals that He's God, but He has a personality. He's a person. That's something. Spurgeon did speak about this. I recommend his message. It's called The Personality of the Holy Spirit. It's on YouTube. And he spoke about how we can readily identify the Father and the Son as persons, but not so much with the Holy Spirit. You know, it is, but let's remember, someone may say, well, why is it like this? Why? Because God loves the world. He's offered Jesus to every person on the earth. Every person on the earth. I mean, this is just incredible to think that. Let me just state what He's offered. He's offered himself through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, to every person in the world can have, get ready for this, God, okay, Jesus Christ, living within them fully, their spirit person. That's the glory of God, and all around them forever. There's another example of his love, of his, what he has given. It didn't stop with Jesus dying for the world. It will continue for eternity, that he has offered himself fully to every person. Do you realize what I'm about to say? I want to just present it in maybe a different way. It's the perfect plan, because it's even better than if Jesus Christ, and I say this reverently, but I just want to make this as an example. If God offered Jesus Christ to be beside us, okay, that would be incredible. But let's just forget my examples. God has set up and completed and done and offered and given the perfect plan for every person on the earth. And so he's made it simple and easy and wonderful. And how wonderful this is to have the glory of God in our spirit person, Jesus Christ himself. And then at times, he can come upon us for service. That's a different subject, but that's the power of God. That's the anointing that comes upon us for service. And then it leaves because we cannot handle that. It's too much. It's too glorious, too wonderful. But remember, it's so wonderful. Every believer has the anointing within them, and that's the presence of Jesus. It's Jesus himself. It's almost like a billion points of light, but it's every person on the earth could know Jesus Christ fully. You realize how this is just so glorious and wonderful. And again, I just want to emphasize that it all lines up with how our great and awesome God is a God of love, and he's merciful and gracious and giving, blessing. That list of things that Jesus does, that's what the Father is doing. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing. Jesus loves, saves, heals. Now, how do we receive all this? That relationship. And let me finish with this. It's just that relationship, so wonderful, and we go deeper, and we just, all we want to do is just know him. You know, we stumble and fall. We might have unforgiveness towards someone. That's not good. That's going to block having that relationship, because he's a person. He's God Almighty. If we don't give him our whole heart, that's how we know him, is when we give him everything we have. And again, the word flowing comes to mind, you know, flowing with him and furnishing the vessel. It's not difficult. We don't have to fast for 40 days and beat ourselves up, and it's glorious. It's wonderful. It's what a glorious opportunity to have this, this relationship. Amen. But I say, we stumble and fall, but we can learn. And he's patient. He's kind. He's merciful. Amen. Amen. And there's so much about the person and the personality. Some of this comes from Spurgeon's message. I'll give him credit, but he points out that the Holy Spirit made appearances on the earth. For example, when Jesus was baptized, you know, in the Old Testament, the wonderful stories, Elijah, you know, one of the most anointed men. The Holy Spirit has understanding and has a will and has is power, you know, the power we see here in this verse, John 16:13. Jesus reveals that the Holy Spirit speaks and he guides, he leads, you know, he will guide you into all truth. Let me read this next verse right after that is John 16:14. He will glorify me. He glorifies Jesus, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. He declares, you know, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening. We do need your prayers and financial support. We just created a website, Jesus-loves.org. Please check that out and email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Blessings to you.